Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. Radio 1's Punk Podcast.
God, no one told me it was Check Shirt Wednesday.
Oh, you've got one on, I've got one on, Greg had one on.
His producer's got one on. All about the Check Shirts today.
Yeah, his producer's one's not quite right though, is it?
Not the same, is it?
No. The rest of us are bang on trend, as Timmy Trendy would say.
Exactly. If Timmy was here now, he'd be like, darling, that's bang on trend.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Craig, off of Workington. He's 19 today. Happy birthday. Just wants to know why Cheryl Cole has such a weird way of saying park.
Loving a walk in the park. Oh,
I've never noticed that before.
Oh.
All you can do is make the best of it now. Afraid of the dark.
So she can say dark, but not pyark. Happy birthday, Craig. Also, quite a few people on the text wanting to know what new item of clothing has Becky
can I guess? Can I guess?
Today?
Can I guess?
Go on.
Is it the... Hang on a minute.
Because yesterday we were talking about how she's introducing her new look slowly.
Is it the
week.
Jeans?
I think it's the jeans.
Yes, it's the
jeans. Yay, yeah. We're right.
And the shoes, well done. I did two today.
Oh, the shoes are new as well,
but
are
I've
they?
Broken the first rule of wearing skinny jeans, apparently, and that's what? Always to buy them one size too small, because these have already fallen down three times today.
Oh, yeah.
You're meant to buy them one size smaller, put up with a muffin top, and then after a couple of days it goes, apparently.
Really?
But I didn't know that, because it's my first time being a girl, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
We knew that, didn't we?
It's a new girly new look. I got really stressed out when I met you earlier.
You hated that, didn't you?
Oh, my God. I had to meet Becky in a girls' clothes shop earlier. So I rang her.
Like the biggest one in Oxford Circus.
I rang her going, hello, where are you? She's like, meet me by the lingerie.
Because I thought it would be funny to see him trying to find it.
Horrible. Just horrible.
Could you not cope with it?
Oh, my God. It's like you in sandwich shops. I can't do it.
Really?
No.
Right.
I mean, there's just so many people and all girls knowing what they want to buy, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know.
Did you see things that you'd never seen before?
Absolutely.
I didn't even get to the lingerie, did we? You met me by the belts.
I know, you were looking at belts trying to hold your trousers up because they're too big. Can I just point out, I was in there trying to find a present for Gemma, who works in the office, works on this show. It's her birthday. It's been her birthday all week, to be honest.
So yeah.
I think it was actually on Monday. But
she's milking it.
She's milking it.
Yeah.
And we're all going out to celebrate tonight. Mm-hmm. That's in the diary. I've not got anything double booked.
Well done.
I know. First time for
There's still time.
Yeah. And I was just... saying, I was getting some Becky's advice, really, during lunch hour, and just saying, you know, what can I get for Gemma? What would she like? Now, I think it's wrong to buy Gemma a basque. Don't you? Do you know what I mean? She works on the show.
Is that what you were thinking of to start with?
Well, that's what Becky suggested.
I didn't say that.
You suggested that Scott buy a basque.
I just don't think it's right that you should
think
that I should buy Gemma some underwear.
You know me well enough to know that I wouldn't say
that. You ought to hear what Becky suggested to me that I should buy.
Podcast. So, it is Gemma's birthday, who sometimes works on the show this week. You won't really have heard Gemma much before. She sometimes goes out and asks the questions for us on Stupid Street. But she's a good mate of ours, and we're all heading out tonight. And she does work very hard on this show every so often.
What do you mean she works hard every day? Are you saying there are days where she just puts her feet up and doesn't do a great deal?
No, because she's not always working on this show. But I mean, when she does work on the show, she works hard.
Okay.
But it's only every so often she works on it, is what I meant.
Right.
Not that she
You made it
off.
Sound like she was a slacker.
I did a bit, yeah.
Which she isn't, is she?
No, she's not. And we like her a lot. So, we have bought her some presents from various shopping channels. We did this earlier today, you know, the TV shopping channels. There's loads of them, aren't there? And you can find out what we bought, and so will Gemma find out, after 4:30 this afternoon. We didn't really know what we were buying, though, did we? What we did was we just called them up.
Yeah.
We each did one, so we've each got a present for Gemma. Didn't really know what to order at all, so we just picked a random time, let's say like 11 o'clock, and said, hi, can you just give me whatever was on the screen at 11 o'clock this morning?
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, it's Tom from Shrewsbury.
Hello, Tom from Shrewsbury, all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I've been feeling guilty for a few days.
Okay.
I had a woman come into the shop I work in the centre of Shrewsbury last Friday.
Okay.
And,
Oh, no, what did you do?
Well, she was shopping, as you do. She bought some stuff, and she said she wasn't going to try them on because her little kid would start moaning.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, oh, don't worry, there's plenty more of that. And me, not explaining myself properly, meant to be talking to the kid, saying there's plenty of shopping to come, as you do, because it's a little boy. Boys right. don't like shopping with women.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And she thought I was talking about the kid, and so she assumed that I have a little kid myself. Then I was backed into a bit of a corner, and, yeah, she said that, is it just the one kid I've got? And I kind of kept the lie going, saying I had two. And
you made it twice as worse?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, so, she was, at some point yeah. in the conversation, she came to believe that you have a child.
Yeah.
All right, and then she said, is it just the one you have? And then you said you had two?
I said I had two.
All right. Did you give details on these
yeah,
kids?
What are their names, Tom?
I didn't give names. She asked me how old the other one was, and I said two.
Right.
And our shop, which I'm at, has got like a birthday event this week for our first year of opening.
Yeah.
Which I was on about, and she thought it was the kid's first birthday party.
Oh, no, it all went wrong.
So you just, it all went horribly wrong.
You just got too far into the conversation to kind of go back on it, didn't you?
Pretty much.
I do that a lot. You just go, yeah, 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 instead. But I've never made up that I've had two kids.
Yeah, luckily she didn't ask for names, because then I probably would have been really stuck and thought of something stupid.
Yeah. Why did you do that, though? I do this sometimes. It's like, why don't you just go, no, I don't have children?
I just didn't want to make her feel awkward.
Yeah.
Because she was a really nice girl, and like...
But I doubt if you'd said, yeah. oh, by the way, I don't have any kids, that would have made her feel awkward. But however, I'm totally on your side, Tom, because I would have done exactly the same thing, probably.
But, like, I'm a little bit happy, because she's staying with in-laws in Shrewsbury, so she's not a regular.
Okay. Well, what do you want to do about this, Tom?
I just want you to say, if she's listening, I'm sorry for lying.
And that you don't have any kids.
I don't have any kids.
Okay. Well, I can do that. That's fine.
I'm sure she's been stressing about it since she saw you in the shop.
Well, I'd like to think she has been.
It's probably the first thing she's been thinking about when she wakes up in the morning and stuff.
All yeah, right. I wonder how Tom's kids are doing.
Yeah. Apology accepted, Tom. Love you.
Love you too, Scott. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcasts. A few comments about Tom on 81199. Is he in the movie About a Boy 2, do you think? Stories are very similar. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Des in Reading.
Des, what are you saying?
Just in response to Tom, I've got a bit of a problem where if somebody asks me about seeing a TV programme or film, even though I haven't seen it, I just agree and then get a bit too far into that conversation.
When was the last time this happened? Can you remember?
Probably last week at work.
Yeah.
It was in relation to X Factor last weekend.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen it, but I just...
But you said, yeah, I saw it, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they start going things like, so what do you think of the twins? Do you think they're rubbish? And what do you say? Yeah.
Just like, you have to make it up and laugh in the right places and just hope they don't realise.
I have also done that. I don't know why, but I have. Oh, no, that's weird.
Embarrassing.
But don't you have it, like, really complicated things like The Wire and stuff like that, where people are like...
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, yeah, what happened in the last episode? So you're going to come unstuck at some point, Des. You really are.
I know.
I love you, though. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello?
Hey, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
This is Chris in Manchester.
Chris in Manchester, what are you saying?
Well, you talk about sort of going along with things for no reason.
Yeah, sometimes it goes too far and you just think, oh, I'm just going to agree with them.
Yeah, I have often thought, you know, on a film or a TV programme, say if someone's ill or injured, they often say, is like a doctor in the house, or is on a plane, is there a doctor on board?
Yeah, is there a doctor present, yeah.
Yeah, I've often thought that I'd just say that, yes, I was, even though I'm not, because I think it would probably just reassure people.
No, that's quite scary.
Whoa. Do you not think that would cause more trouble than good?
I think it would.
Well,
not kind of thing you can preempt, really, either.
I think what I'd do is maybe delay it slightly to make sure that there wasn't an actual doctor there, and if there wasn't, I would then step in for just that level of reassurance.
I think you're taking the whole, you know, going along with things to the extreme in this instance, Chris.
Okay.
Because you're not a real doctor.
What would happen if you then had to actually perform some treatment?
Well, I think me attempting treatment would be better than no one attempting it at all.
I don't agree.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I think. So. Mm. Do you go along with things normally for no reason?
No, but I tend to go along with... If someone calls me the wrong name, I'll just go along with that. I won't correct them. Things like that,
What about if someone goes, did you see Strictly Come Dancing at the weekend?
I would say that I watched it just because my wife was watching it, and I don't normally watch that kind of thing, so, yeah.
I do. I'll tell you what I mostly do it. When I'm in a taxi, and they're on about sport.
Right, okay.
But all you have to do, really, to blag it, is just go, yeah, I know, mate. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And you think they'll get away with it?
Well, no, because they talk at you, and then it generally works. Yeah.
You can't do that if you're pretending to be a doctor.
No, it's different.
I've got some basic first knowledge. I could use that. First aid knowledge, I could use that.
Okay, yeah.
When you go on holiday, do you always fly out of Manchester Airport?
I do, yeah.
All right, okay. I might just change some future flights.
Love you.
Yeah, love you too, Scott. Bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, everyone, I want everyone to say happy birthday to Gemma, who works on the show now. Wait a second before we do that. I want everybody to join in, not just us here in the studio at Radio 1. Everyone, whether you're at home, maybe you're still at work, maybe you're doing some homework, maybe, I don't know, you're on the bus, maybe you're in your car, maybe you're in your kitchen making tea. Maybe you're walking down the street. Maybe you're on a train. Maybe you're at an airport.
Are we going through every scenario here?
Maybe you're in a car park of a large shopping centre. Maybe you're trying on a wedding dress. Maybe you are buying some smoked fish.
And here's Zane Lowe. It's 7 o'clock.
Maybe you are queuing up for the Holyhead Ferry. Wherever you are...
Even if it's your birthday too.
Yes, join with me now and say happy birthday to Gemma. Go.
Happy birthday, Gemma.
Now
but he didn't say even if you're sat in front of me drinking a cup of tea.
Even if you're sat in front of me drinking a cup of tea.
Happy birthday, Gemma.
Now, you may not know Gemma. She works...
No,
not you. The listeners. She works really hard.
This is a very complicated link.
She works very hard sometimes on this show.
No, face.
By that I mean that you're not always working on the show, are you, love?
So I work hard only on your show, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that you work hard sometimes on this show.
Okay.
But don't work hard on us.
No, I didn't say that. Anyway, you may recognise Gemma sometimes goes out onto Stupid Street for us and asks the questions that really matter. Your birthday's been going on for 3 days now.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. And it will continue tonight.
I'm slightly embarrassed by it all, but okay.
Okay, we've got you some presents.
Is it a big one? Is that why it's going on for 3 days?
Excuse me?
Is it a big one?
Birthday?
Yeah.
No.
What? No, you actually thought you were.
I don't know. I didn't change my pose or anything to ask that question. I was still sat with my legs under the table drinking a cup of tea.
Like you always are.
Like I always am. Okay.
No,
now,
I'm 27.
Okay. Oh, God. Anyway, so we've got you...
27 isn't that bad.
No, I know. We've got you some presents. Now, what we've done is we've each called a different shopping channel, right? You know the TV shopping channels?
Okay.
Love them. Now, we hadn't been watching them at all. We just called them and we asked them whatever was on the screen at a random time, we wanted to buy that. So, let's say we called, I don't know, Ideal World shopping channel and I went... Hello, can I have what was on at 2:20 this afternoon? What was on the screen at the time? And that's what you've got as your presents, all right? So, first of all, you ready for your first one?
Yeah.
Ready for your first one? This is Becky making a call to one of the shopping channels.
Good afternoon, Mama Jim. Andrea speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to buy something off your home shopping channel, please.
Certainly, and what would that be?
I don't know the name of the product, but it was on about 1:45 this afternoon.
Oh, right. Would that be the Snuggie that we do?
What's that?
It's a Snuggie. It's the luxurious fleece blanket with the sleeves. Have you seen that one advertised on the TV?
Yes, I have. That's amazing.
Oh, excellent. So that's the one you would like.
Yeah.
It comes as a pack of two as well. You can get a red one and a blue one, and you actually get a free reading light in there for $29.99.
That's brilliant.
Excellent.
Is it one size fits all?
It is, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Brilliant.
You can have a whole family full wearing all of those. Does that sound good? Is that the one that you've seen today?
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I mean, it's what it's made of. It's made like the finest polyester. Right? Does that sound good for you?
That's absolutely brilliant.
Happy with that, Gems?
I'm a bit confused. So it's a blanket, is it? Yeah, with a light?
We had one of these on them.
You nearly sounded ungrateful then.
I'm so pleased
because we've had these on the show before. It's basically a blanket, but it's got sleeves so that when you get up and want to change the channel on the TV, you don't have to move the blanket.
That is really nice because I'm always really cold.
Exactly.
That's really nice.
And because
nice,
it's a pack of two, I can have one and you can have one.
And you get a reading light. How good is that?
It's like a dressing gown backwards, basically. Yeah.
That's nice, thank you. Yeah,
and it's 100% polyester.
So you're happy with Becky's present?
Yes, really happy.
That was quite good because we have mentioned these before.
I was so excited when she said snuggy. I was like, yes, thank God for that.
That was just a random time we picked. Okay, ready for my one?
Yep, go for it.
All right, here's me calling the shopping channel and getting you your birthday present.
Good afternoon, thank you for calling Ideal Shopping Direct. How may I help?
Could I buy something off of your channel, please?
You certainly can. What would you like to order?
It was on earlier today, 10 past 11. So can I have what was on the screen then?
Yeah, of course. Hang on just for me 2 seconds.
Thank you.
Okay, and that was our Mobility Made Easy show?
I think so. All I've got written... I see, my memory is so bad these days, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry.
All I've got written down is 10 past 11.
10 past 11. There were two walking sticks. We have an easy reacher.
What's that?
Which is, you know, like a walking stick with a claw on the end so they can pick things up.
Oh, I think she'd like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's priced at $13.99.
Oh, okay. All right, so I've got you that. It's a walking stick with a claw on the end.
How old do you think I am?
No, it's fine because now you can sit there in your backwards dressing gown, right, with a stick and a claw on it. You're never going to have to move again from the sofa, love. Think about it.
So you two have got me down as being quite lazy, haven't you?
No,
we had no choice.
We're just picking these at random. We're just saying what time it was on the screen. We have no choice over what they are.
Don't waste all your anger on what they've bought.
Okay, so... Right. Remember, we weren't...
I'm not sure how to take that.
Well...
We weren't watching the channel, so we just picked a time and just... Can we just have what was on the screen at that time? Here's Chappa's present to you.
Hello, QVC, can I help you?
Oh, hi, yeah, I wonder if you could help me. I'm looking to buy a present for a friend of mine who works in the office that I saw on your channel today.
Yeah, sure.
I can't remember exactly what it's called, but I know it was on screen at around 20 past 9 this morning, around then.
I'll have a look for you.
Thank you.
20 past 9 this morning. And you don't know what price it was?
No, I don't think it was that expensive.
There was some leather wallets on.
No, I don't think it was that.
Unless it was the slim and lift shorts you wanted to buy for someone.
The what, sorry?
Slim and lift shorts.
The slim and lift shorts?
Yeah.
What? But I think it might have been them, yes. What do they do, exactly?
Well, the slim and lift gym.
They slim and lift you?
That's right,
right,
yeah.
And how much are they?
They're £23.75.
Per short? Not for a pack of three or anything?
Let's see how many's in. It is a pack of three, yes.
I was going to say that.
So
I
think it's a bargain.
Oh, yeah, me too. It was going to be very expensive for one bit of slimming and lifting. How do they slim and lift exactly? Could you tell me? Do you have to plug them in or something?
No, not at all. It's the material because they're elasticated, so they've got a lot of lycra in there.
Right.
They pull you in the right places.
It's for a female friend in the office. I don't want to blow this. She'll appreciate these, won't she?
Yes, well, you know what size to get her, though. That's the thing.
Oh, no! What happened now?
What happened?
Yeah, what size?
What size did you say?
I got the smallest available.
Well, I'm kind of flattered.
There you go, see? Don't tell me, I don't know what the ladies want.
Simply slim enough. So are you happy with them, generally?
Well, kind of. So you've got me down as being lazy.
No, because Gemma, we
and
had no...
overweight.
No, Gemma, we had no...
And old. And
no.
Plastic.
No, no.
We had no control over what we were buying. We didn't choose those items. That was just whatever was on the screen at a random time we gave them.
But you all made out like they were quite good gifts. when you're on the phone.
If you don't want the snuggie or the easy stick, I'm happy to have
turning into
stick.
Ungratefulness.
Watch how many people will want a pack of three slim and lift pants now. Watch the text
now,
flooding.
Gemma. Watch and learn. Podcast. See, so many people want the slim and lift.
I know.
Natasha on the M1 would love them. Laura in Lincoln would really like them. Liam from King's Lynn would get it for his girlfriend, but she's got a slim and lift dress already. Doesn't have the pants, though.
Hey, slim and lift, a whole dress.
Oh, yeah. And Big Chris in Trowbridge has been on. He's a man, but he wants to know, you know, are they bisexual? Are they for men and for women?
Yeah, they are. I'm no expert. I've only sort of discovered them this afternoon, but I'm assuming they are, yeah.
I think Gemma was hoping for, like, some 40-inch plasma to be on the shopping channel.
I thought she was slightly ungrateful myself. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi.
Who's that?
It's Gav, off Cass.
Gav off of where?
Cass, Castleford.
Oh, Gav off of Cass.
Aye.
You alright?
Yeah, not bad yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going?
I just wanted to thank Becky, basically, for introducing Tim Minchin to me.
Oh.
I took my wife to see him on Thursday, and he was just amazing.
Yes.
So, this is just a quick thank you call to Becky for bringing him on.
No worries at all. He's really funny.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's a lyrical genius.
He is so good live. So, it was totally on Becky's recommendation that you went to see Tim Minchin.
Yeah, I think she brought him in for the show and tell week, didn't she?
That's right, yeah, ages ago.
And then you guys were talking about him when he were up at Edinburgh Fringe Festival as well.
That's right, and he came on the show as well.
Yeah.
If you've never heard of Tim Minchin before, do check him out. Can I ask, Gav?
Yeah?
During the show, did he play the song About Me?
No, unfortunately, it didn't, Scott. Okay, sorry.
No, right, well, maybe it's just slips your memory, so I'll just remind you of the song.
Millsy. No, that's not. Da 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 dee dee da. Millsy, Millsy. Moves me and thrills me. Always fulfills me. Though it sucks when he bills me. Oh, Scott, you are everything I'm not. And yet you give me all I've got, and your freezer holds a lot. Scott and I have such a lovely time, eating vindaloo and drinking wine, watching videos three at a time. Some videos we watch are quite a failure. Like last week, I rented out Australia. That little effort didn't last long. Scott hates it when Hugh won't play a song. But the favorite video we've ever had was the one I made of Becky's dirty weekend with Scott's dad.
There we are. So that was the song Millsy by Minchin.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't stroke your ego. It didn't actually play it.
No, yeah, but okay. Were you there right at the start? Because I heard that he does it at the start of the gig sometimes.
I'm really sorry, but I was there right at the start.
Yeah, but were you there right from the beginning?
Yeah, and I sat there through the whole interval as well.
Okay, but did you stay to the end? Because it may have been the encore.
I didn't stay for a second encore.
There we are then. See? You missed it.
I should have stayed.
Did you go to the after show? Because you might have done it at the after show.
No, not invited to that.
Well, that's a bit disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, he does have other songs as well to mention, and he's very good. So if you get a chance to go and see him, do it, because he's on tour at the moment. All right, Becky says thanks.
Thanks, Gav.
No worries.
Love you.
That's really
love you. I'll see you later.
Really polite caller saying thank you to Becky about an act that she introduced you to, and somehow you turned it back round to you.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Now, could any of these people be you? We've got some misconnections here. These are ads that you can find online and in papers. You'll only see them, and it's like, I saw you at the train station. You smiled. I waved. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Got some here read out by Radio 1's Greg James. See if any of these could be you. You might have been spotted. And if you're looking for love at the moment, like this person, could be on. Right, chappers, does this mean anything to you, this one?
To the man I accused of being a pervert.
No.
That's the first line of it, no?
No.
Okay, I'll play on. Okay.
I was trying on clothes in the changing room. I was just about to try on a new bra when you looked over the door and said, "How are you getting on in there?"
Oh, come on, we've all done it.
So, yeah, isn't this more likely to be aimed at you, having as you were hung around the lingerie section with Becky today?
Yeah, that has to be quick to get the ad in, though. It was only a couple of hours ago.
What about when you walked in that woman and she was having a spray tan?
Oh, that was embarrassing.
See? It's more you than Chappers.
Mm. It wasn't a spray, it was a normal tubes one, wasn't it?
Oh, well,
that doesn't make any sense. You still walked in on her.
I did, but I didn't. She hadn't locked
the
door.
I don't think the kind of tan was really the problem.
Oh, it's fine. She was having tubes. No.
You apologised, saying you had the wrong cubicle. You quickly disappeared after I shouted, "Pervert!" Mm. I think I may have been a bit hasty. You were obviously just trying to find your wife or girlfriend, but if it wasn't your wife or girlfriend, then please get in touch. You did seem like quite a nice guy.
Oh,
right.
So despite the shouting of pervert, presuming he has no wife or girlfriend, this could be beautiful.
If it was your wife or girlfriend you're looking for, then don't get in touch, because I'm not a homewrecker, you sleazebag.
Oh, right, OK, so that still applies.
I think she's a bit confused.
She blows a bit hot and cold, doesn't she?
God, couldn't keep up with her, could you? Jeez, OK.
It's got to be one mood swing after another.
Anyway, if you fancy that nightmare, then if that was you, get in touch. Could be real love.
What's this music?
Could be real love and a lot of trouble. What do you mean, what is this music? It's Le Fio Cheveux de Lune.
It's what? It's what?
Le Fio Cheveux de Lune. I think they may have just missed off the rest of the title there. It's probably not Lynn at all.
Is that the girl of the horse of something?
De Lynn? It's
difficult to tell with his pronunciation.
Anyway, forget about the music. Just listen to the misconnection, please.
I was peeing in a bottle and you asked me for change.
Oh, now this sounds romantic.
Oh, that's really when this happens.
On Saturday, I was in Bromley Town Centre and had parked my car. I was bursting for the toilet but couldn't wait to use the loo in KFC. So I weed into an empty Oasis bottle in my car.
Oh, I've done
they're
an Oasis
ones.
Bottle.
Yeah,
they
they're
are.
Better ones because they've got a bigger net.
Yeah, they have.
Unfortunately, while I was doing that, you tapped on my windscreen asking if I had any change for the parking meter.
Oh, dear. Couldn't have chosen a worse time.
I apologise for what you saw. If you'd like to meet up again, I promise I'll be holding something very different. This time, a bouquet of flowers just for you.
Oh, that is romantic.
You would hope, unless he does some kind of trick with the flowers. Radio 1
Podcasts. Hello, Edmund, age 13, in West Sussex. He says, please, could you hurry up and play O? I'm really bored. OK.
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, Edmund.
OK, then.
Here it is. Wednesday's O, what's occurring starts now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Send me your scores. I love reading them. 81199 when you know what you've got against Becky and Chops.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, first one today. Loads of birthdays happening today. Hello, if it's your birthday. It's Tim Minchin's birthday, we just found out.
Is it?
Also, it's Becky's sister's birthday, Jess. She's 21 today.
Happy birthday.
And as we were talking about earlier, Gemma, who sometimes works on this show, we got some presents, didn't we, of some shopping channels earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's her birthday today. Actually, it's not today, it was on Monday.
But it's been her birthday for 3 days.
Well, no, we've moved it to today because it's more convenient for us.
Okay, yeah.
So, we were looking for something to buy for Gemma earlier. We called some home shopping channels and we got some amazing things, didn't we? Got her some Slim and Lift pants.
Yeah.
I got her a walking stick with a claw on.
And I got her 2-for-1 Snuggies with free reading light.
Like a backwards dressing gown. Mm-hmm. Never leave the house again. Anyway, before we phoned the home shopping channels, we were trying to think, racking our brains of something to buy for Emma. For Emma? Gemma? Not
Who's Emma?
Emma? She's my bit on the side. No, for something to buy Gemma. And we thought, who would be a good person to ask what to get Gemma? Who would you think would be the best person who would really know?
Gemma's other half, maybe?
Well, I thought we might go onto Stupid Street.
All right.
Not having a clue who Gemma was, what do you think they suggested on Stupid Street?
They don't have a clue about most things, in all honesty.
No, but they've obviously never
what
met.
What do I think they'll suggest? Yeah, I think they'll suggest some champagne.
Champagne? Becky?
Flowers.
Conventional answers.
Not from the garage, though. Nice ones.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Sheba Street, they don't know Gemma at all, but what should we get her for her birthday?
What would you give Gemma for her birthday?
Gemma, I'd give her a big fat kiss.
A necklace.
Why'd you say a necklace?
A guy's giving it to a girl.
Yeah, is that the type of gift you give?
Yeah, most probably.
An apple.
Is that what you give as a birthday present?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, good and healthy.
A car. Ooh. Maybe a car. Definitely a car. Yeah.
What would you give Gemma for her birthday?
Some nice lingerie. Oh.
A cake.
Is that what you give Gemma?
Yeah, I'll give Gemma a cake.
Give her a kiss.
A big kiss?
Yeah, a French kiss.
Oh. What would you give Gemma for her birthday?
Toad in the hole.
Right. Yeah, that's really sweet, that, for your birthday.
What would you give Gemma for her birthday?
Toad in the hole.
Nothing ladies like more than the birthday, a bit of sausage and batter.
I do love Toad in the Hole, but...
For a birthday present?
I think I'd be a
You'd
bit,
be disappointed, yeah. Wouldn't you? If God got you that for your birthday, wouldn't also, you prefer a necklace off him?
What would you prefer, a necklace or Toad in the Hole?
Toad in the Hole. Every time.
Okay. I also quite like how this this bloke makes the word cake sound rather threatening.
Yeah, I'll give Denmark cake.
Yeah, I'll give her a cake.
Yeah, I'll give Denmark cake.
So you listened to all those suggestions and got her an apple, did you?
No, I think this one's quite romantic.
Give her a kiss.
A big kiss?
Yeah, a French kiss.
Yeah. Also, ladies, how about this guy? Is it doing it for you?
What would you give Gemma for her birthday?
Some nice lingerie.
I like how he coughed before.
Some nice lingerie.
No? I'll stop that then. Okay, an apple it is.
An apple.
Is that what you give as a birthday present?
Yeah.
Yep. No points.
Oh. What's occurring?
Oh, it's my favourite. One that doesn't speak is back with a Swanee whistle hit.
Yay!
One that doesn't speak is a master of the Swanee whistle. There it is. So I'm going to play you three big hits played by the one that doesn't speak on his Swanee whistle. You just got to guess what they are, all right? So we've got three here. Here right. Comes your first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
What tune is this played on the Swanee whistle? Any guesses, please?
Tayo Cruz.
Break Your Heart?
Yeah.
Okay. Becky?
No idea.
Well, have a guess. It's a point for each.
Dizzy Rascal Holiday.
Let's find out. It is, of course, Jason Mraz, I'm Yours. When you hear it, it's so easy.
Yeah, I don't think that was one of his best.
Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
Right, yeah, I know. I just don't think it was one of his best.
Here's your next one. That's the one that doesn't speak, playing another Swanee whistle hit. I think that's easy.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Editor's Papillon.
Becky?
Oh,
come on,
Britney
it's easy.
Spears' new one. Three, is it called? What's it called? I don't know, it just sounds auto-tune.
Okay,
Three.
You're saying the new Britney track?
Yeah.
Quite close. Oh. I'm a slave for you. Can Can I award?
I think these are quite hard. This,
can I award her a point for Britney Spears? I think I can.
It was a complete guess. Okay, yeah.
All right. One more. This is easy. That's the easiest one.
You have all the answers there, man. I bet if it was the other way around, you wouldn't get one of these. Mm. Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
Becky. What's that TV theme tune that goes... Is it from Western?
No, it's a hit.
A generic Western.
No.
I don't know. It's just one big long note, isn't it?
Okay, listen, and then you'll get it.
Here's my key, philosophy.
Guru Josh.
A freak like me just needs infinity.
Listen. Simples when you know. Relax. Take your time. So just the one point.
That's nothing like it.
Look, he was having an off day, all right?
Oh, that last one was awful.
Just one point. One rubbish point today for Becky on Oh, What's a Karen?
Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I love a bit of innuendo bingo on a Wednesday, don't you? This is from one of our friends, actually. Scott, his name is.
Okay.
Not me, but it's just somebody we know.
He didn't even know we did innuendo bingo. And how long has it been going on for?
About 3 years.
He just sent it to me because it was funny. And I said, oh, I've put that on innuendo bingo. And he said, oh, is that a new feature you've got? Yeah. And I didn't know if he was being sarcastic or not.
Some friend, eh? Yeah.
Oh, he's lovely.
He is. Anyway, this is from BBC London, which is the local London radio station for London from the BBC.
Okay, clues in the title.
And this is from their Drive Time show, which I believe is on at the same time as us. But a good one, listen to this.
You're listening to Drive Time here on BBC London 94.9, Monday to Friday, 5 to 7, London Stories and London Talking Points. What have you got there for us, Nicole?
Nick says, I'm baffled, Ed. I've lived in Ealing all my life and I've never seen a parakeet. Neither have I, might add. But in younger days, I saw a cockatoo on Hampstead Heath.
Keep them coming in. Anything you spot on the radio or TV, let us know on 81199. Or you can send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Is she new? Is she new on that show?
I don't know whether she's new.
I've lived in Ealing all my life and I've never seen a parakeet. Neither have I, might add. But in younger days, I saw a cockatoo on Hampstead Heath.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now, some more of those beautiful misconnections. You may have just been walking down the street or, you know, waiting for a bus or on a train and someone saw you and thought, good morning. And now maybe you want to, follow that up. They may have spotted you, they may have left a message online or in newspapers or magazines. You know these misconnections. Here's another one.
To the man I heckled in the comedy club.
Oh, OK, now this is quite intriguing. I hope this isn't my flatmate.
I'm so sorry. I drank a few glasses of gin and admittedly, you weren't very funny.
Oh, okay.
Right. Do you still think it could be a flatmate?
I'm not going to say nothing.
However, that's no excuse for my outburst. It obviously offended you and for that, I apologise.
Oh my God. I want to know what this person said. It sounds pretty bad if you're putting an advert in about it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember your name, but if I could, I'd come and see your next show to apologise in person. I was out of order. So sorry to you and your sister.
Interesting act.
Mm, that is interesting. Sounds like one of those ones off Britain's Got Talent.
Mm.
One tells jokes, the other does like flower arrangements and stuff. Very strange. Well, I'd be quite intrigued to know what happens next on that one.
Sorry, I just thought about something completely. I saw an amazing talent last night on the telly. Watching the basketball at the O2 Arena, the halftime entertainment was a woman on a unicycle who flicked up pots from her foot and caught them on her head.
Wow! At the same time?
All at the same time. She must have, in the end, caught about 20 different pots on her head.
I saw a girl do something in Thailand, actually, similar to that.
Right?
With a unicycle, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going off the subject. Get in touch if you were that comedian person.
What kind of show had you gone to? What kind of show had you gone to in Thailand?
Just a show.
All right.
They do loads. But get in touch if you're that comedian that admittedly wasn't very funny because that person had too much gin. Next.
To the man singing Anyone Who Had a Heart in My Garden on Friday night.
Oh my God.
Surely you know who's in your garden, don't you?
Not always, I find.
I think you had the wrong house.
Is that it?
Yeah. One more.
However, you're welcome to come and sing to me next week if you like. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, that's quite sweet. I quite like that one. Quite why anyone was singing Anyone Who Had a Heart in Their Garden. No idea. Anyway.
Romance.
What?
Romance.
Yeah. Not the first song you'd sing, though, is it?
What would be the first song, then? What would you go for?
I think you'd do Love Games, Lady Gaga, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
The mix rather than the slow one.
The faster one, yeah. Let's have some fun. This beat is... That's the one I would do.
Could have a round of my disco, Steve.
Yeah, how about you? Warren on the M42 says, you should do follow-ups to these. Do these missed matches ever work out for anybody? Warren, I don't know. I'd only wish people would get in touch more when they find the comedian that wasn't funny or the person that was singing Anyone Who Had a Heart in Their Garden. Podcast. Wow. Chapa just showed me this video of that lady. Was it on the baseball? Basketball.
No, it's a bit difficult to play. Well, no, I suppose you could. Anyhow, basketball, which was in London last night, and the halftime entertainment was a Chinese juggler, which was a lady on a unicycle, catching bowls on her head, as in like, cereal
so
bowls and stuff.
So impressive.
So, anyhow, we found it on the BBC Sport website. So we're now, Becky, at this moment, is trying to put a link on your pages on Radio 1 Online to the video footage of this woman, and I'm kind of thinking it could be Becky's forte.
Yes. I mean, it looks hard, but...
But with a bit of practice...
Yeah, surely, how hard
surely
can it be?
She should be able to unicycle and catch some pots on her head.
Have a look at the BBC Sport website. We're trying to link it to our pages at the moment.
It is amazing.
Really impressive. Wow. That could so be your forte. We need to try it. How do you go about that?
We'll get on to it. We'll talk to the basketball people.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's EJ.
EJ, where are you?
I'm in Manchester.
How can I help?
Well, I was on Dear Scott. I wrote in because the Swanee whistle ruined my life.
Oh, was this last week?
It was last week, yeah.
Okay, what did you say? Remind me.
Well, I turned up to uni and, you know, parents left me, you know, everyone went home and I was here on my own and I put on the podcast to... you know, hear some familiar voices, and the Swanee whistle came on, which you didn't know what's occurring. And then at that precise moment, my new flatmate decided to come in and introduce himself and be listening to the whistle.
You're a fresher, aren't you? So you're first, you don't know these people.
No, so they obviously thought I was a bit of a freak listening to Kelly's milkshake, you know, with the one that doesn't speak doing his Swanee whistle over the top. So.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry about that. We did apologise last week, though. What's your problem?
Well, the problem is, I came back from uni today and doing my student beans on toast, as you do, and listened to the radio in the shared kitchen, and oh, what's occurring, you've got it on again, and, you know, they've heard it again and just think I'm even more of a freak because...
I don't think so. Why would they think you're a freak, please?
Oh, I can't possibly think.
Admittedly, it's not everyone's taste in music.
Well, it's not. I don't really think they're into that sort of music, so I was just worried I was going to stand out a bit, you know.
Oh, well.
Did they think that this week's Swanee whistle effort was quite poor compared to previous weeks?
Yeah, what did they say?
It was just the look, really, wasn't it?
Just the look.
No words needed to be said.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that, but I can't predict when the Swanee whistle's going to be on next, sadly.
Well, you know...
Do you want me to give you some warning next time?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem, EJ. I love you.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.